KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to partly cloudy to cloudy skies here today, with some scattered light showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, five people were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident last night southeast of Red Oak. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the driver of a 2008 Ford Fusion, 16-year-old Elijah Cole Ryan Newkirk of Nottoway, and four passengers in his vehicle were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment and observation of non-life-threatening injuries. Officials said the car was traveling southbound on J Avenue and approaching the intersection with 230th Street when a deer appeared on the road. Newkirk told authorities he swerved to miss the animal and lost control of the vehicle, which entered the southeast ditch at the intersection and rolled over before coming to rest on its top. That accident happened just after 10 o'clock last night. The car, registered to 73-year-old Goldie Ann Adams of Red Oak, was considered a total loss. News time is 7:07.
This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor. Kinsey owners know there's a best time for everything. A best time to plant, a best time to harvest, and a best time to get a new Kinsey planter when it's time to upgrade. And that time is before July 15th.
If you're ready to move up to a Kinsey planter and you want guaranteed delivery of the planter with all the options you choose, you want to act fast. There's a lot of things to think about when you order, but the two most common choices are between bulk fill air seed delivery and conventional boxes, and between edge vac or mechanical meters.
Another choice you have when ordering your planter is where to order it. When you order from Lindemann Tractor, you get so much more than a planter. You get our people. People who know that what's good for our customers is good for us.
Time is running out for early order deadline, so the best time is now. Order now and pay by September 15th, and you'll get the best planter, the options you want, the best price from the best dealership, Lindemann Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, True Blue.
The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Tuesday night approved a Memorandum of Understanding with the district's School Resource Officer, or SRO, Corey Larson. Larson is a canine deputy of the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and his upcoming school year will be his third as SRO. During his report to the board, Larson asked for and received permission to conduct an unannounced search of students' lockers and other school areas in the high school and middle school with his canine partner, Melo, and one or two other canine units. Larson requested the search because he said there were some problems this past year with drugs in the high school. He says high school principal Heather McKay has agreed the search is a good idea.
And hopefully we can do that for sure in the high school within the first couple of weeks.
McKay said the faculty has requested the district take a similar course of action over the past 5 or 6 years because of the proliferation of drugs and other illegal activities. Larson said while a search is conducted, the school is typically in a lockdown status.
The kids are in their rooms. What I like to have is I like to have their bags in the hallways. We all know that the kids these days, they carry book bags, they don't use their lockers. Most everything the kids have are in their book bags or they're on their person. But we lock the kids in the rooms. They're not to come out in the hallways. Usually we have at least two school officials with us as we're doing the canine searches. Now the canine searches can be the lockers, common areas, you know, any place that you think that you want the dogs to run through. It can also be the employee lounges and stuff like that.
Larson said the search can also include the bathrooms because that's where a lot of the drug dealing takes place. A search of the vehicles in the parking lot would be conducted separately and on a different day. McKay says an attorney she's spoken with has suggested the district practice a lockdown situation regardless of the scenario because it familiarizes both the students and faculty on how they should react and what to expect. Deputy Larson says the search typically takes about an hour. McKay says the last time a full search was conducted by a canine unit was about 12 years ago during the 1999-2000 school year. Larson says there is a protocol that is followed if contraband is found by the dogs.
The school officials search the bags and the student. We do not partake of that. Reason being is because the Supreme Court found that it's best to have the school do it, and we're just a tool that you guys use.
If someone is found to have drugs or other contraband in their possession or on their person, a citation may be issued to the student or they may be placed under arrest. The contraband will be seized and the parents notified. The student and their belongings will be brought into the principal's office and searched by school officials. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Corey Larson says as the Atlantic Community School District's SRO, he continues to work on student truancy issues and will be cracking down this coming school year on students who miss school and their parents.
And what that is they call or they text, and that comes. This last school year, there was probably two or three houses that I'd been at several times. I was very, I guess, lax with them on not citing them. Basically, the parent and the child go to magistrate court if we issue a citation. I think this next year, it's just going to be, if I'm there more than two times, they're going to go to court. It's just going to be an easier process for us because, you know, they're calling me, and it'd be the fourth or fifth time that I've been at so-and-so's house. You know, and they usually just have to give me the address, and then I'm like, well, I'll go pick him or her up. And we've changed the truancy laws a little bit for Iowa. They're a little bit easier to find, so it shouldn't be an issue of, you know, not citing them and not getting them in the court. I think it should be an easy process.
Larson said also that an anonymous tip line he instituted when he first became the SRO has resulted in 20 minor in possession citations.
And what that is they call or they text, and that comes into my phone and Darby's. That's the only two phones it comes into. And then they give us the information. They're giving me the license plate. They're giving me the name. They're giving me which car they're driving. They're telling me where they're at. You know, yeah, they're ratting each other out, but in the long run, I think that's going to be helpful.
They typically provide the names of the person involved in parties and information on adults involved or who may be drinking and driving. And the Atlantic School Board Tuesday adopted a resolution directing the sale of $7.66 million in school infrastructure, sales, services, and use tax bonds, Series 2012. Hutchinson, Shockey, Early & Company of Chicago, Illinois was the winning bidder for the marketing of the bonds with an interest rate of 3.74%, which is about a half percent lower than what was expected when the district began to look at financing earlier this spring. Piper Jaffray's Travis Squires said it'll save the district about $500,000 in interest. The bonds will be used to finance construction and renovation at the Atlantic Middle School. News time is 7:13.
This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor. Kinsey owners know there's a best time for everything. A best time to plant, a best time to harvest, and a best time to get a new Kinsey planter when it's time to upgrade. And that time is before July 15th.
If you're ready to move up to a Kinsey planter and you want guaranteed delivery of the planter with all the options you choose, you want to act fast. There's a lot of things to think about when you order, but the two most common choices are between bulk fill air seed delivery and conventional boxes, and between EdgeVac or mechanical meters.
Another choice you have when ordering your planter is where to order it. When you order from Lindeman Tractor, you get so much more than a planter. You get our people. People who know that what's good for our customers is good for us.
Time is running out for early order deadline, so the best time is now. Order now and pay by September 15th, and you'll get the best planner, the options you want, the best price from the best dealership, Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, True Blue.
In our funeral announcements, 93-year-old Carrie Renee Jensen of Audubon died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Carrie Jensen will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And 80-year-old Jacqueline Myshock of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Jacqueline Myshock are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.